It's cold.
It should be warmer in there. Okay. It's always warmer. If not, I can. I'll open that door, I'll find out. I'll
it's fine, it'll be there. Fine, I'm sure. I have a coat, and if I need to put it on.
I have three daughters, and I'm like, how do you trust me to freeze in there? This is Hemlock, seriously. Is it warm in there?
It's a little bit cold.
Alrighty, I'm gonna call them.
Oh, you don't have to do it on my coat. I have a coat.
Come on, how are you?
Oh, it's freezing in there.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Thank you. It's been a little bit of a juggle, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. Holidays, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
I know.
It's okay. Cool. Sorry, I won't say that again.
Hey, good to be with you. Let's begin with a prayer. Is that okay?
Sure, of course.
Father in heaven, we're grateful for this day and the opportunity that we have to sit down and visit. We pray that we'll be guided and directed, and pray that we'll be able to understand thy will, and we pray for Tiercy and her family. And these things we say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
So, how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
It's my wedding anniversary.
Is it? I didn't know that.
You're
still
like wedding. Good. Fine.
Is that the first anniversary since the divorce?
Since the divorce was official, yeah. It's okay. It is what it is. It's just a day. It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I'm the same as I was last time, and
are things improving?
In what way?
Generally. I suppose that's a little bit broad. I mean, in
I
your
know
life.
It's broad.
In your life, are things improving?
Yeah. You know, that's the thing, is it's not a linear process, which, you know, I wish it was. Like, oh, I was doing better today. Maybe even doing better tomorrow and better the next day. But the truth is, you can be doing well, and then there's a setback. And then you're doing great, and then there's a setback.
But overall, are we trending upward?
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting tired of the emotional abuse. I'm getting tired of the very weary of his personal attacks on me.
From all of this, from is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm getting very weary. I'm tired of doing it alone. My twin, I gave her access to my email because I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I just need you to read them and then tell me what I need to know. And so she called me one day and she's like, oh my gosh, I've been reading all the emails and he's mean. And I'm like, I've been telling you that. But to her, there was a whole new level of, I'm telling her, right? She hears it. Well, now she was reading it, and wow. But then you get to my level, which is, it's personal, and what he says hurts. And so, she just couldn't believe it. She was like, I just can't believe how mean he is to you. And I'm like, I don't, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what to say. I've been telling you that, but, but yeah, I mean, I'm taking control in my life to try and, like I said last time, to create the life that I want. And part of that for me is career. I'm choosing to have a career now. You know, I could just work, but that's not fulfilling to me. So I'm trying to create a career.
What do you pursue? I don't know.
I want to pursue project management.
Like in the IT field?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks. So I've signed up for
So you have a path moving forward in your career. Yeah. Good for you.
I'm trying.
How are your kids?
They're good. Just turned 16 and have a driver's license. Not so many heart attacks waiting to happen every time he leaves.
Yeah.
Especially in this weather. But they're doing good. They see this stuff, some of the stuff that says to me, and they don't like it, but I try to keep them out of it, you know, as much as I can, or make it okay.
Is there any civility between you?
See, yes, on my part, no, on his part. I mean, when we see each other, he just wants to ignore
when
me.
When do you see each other?
Hardly ever. But
well, I guess you have to take your daughter and your youngest son there, right? I mean,
well,
or do they just go with...
But they can, they're old enough, I don't have to walk them up to the door or anything.
Oh.
So that's really
it's
nice.
It's pretty minimal. Though.
Yeah, it's really minimal. he just wants to ignore me.
Is he paying his child support?
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
He will always do that. There's something... Of course, I didn't think he'd ever treat you the way he does, but there's something in him that I know that he will always do that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll always do that.
You are an honest person. I've never felt that you lie bold-faced to me. I don't feel like you're dishonest, and I'm grateful for that. You're honest about your trials. You're honest about what you do believe and what you don't believe and what you're not sure on yet. And I'm grateful for that. I'm going to try to say this. I'll try to articulate something. I hope you'll be forgiving as I try, okay? So I am the stake president, not just to the individual, which I am, but to the whole stake. And I have to stand back and ask myself, how is the stake doing? And then, of course, that breaks down into each of the six wards. How is each individual ward doing? And I want you to know that I don't think I'm surprising you when I say this, but the ward has taken a hit with this divorce. And yeah, it's affected the ward.
How?
Because people loved you, and they love your family. Whether you like it or not, there are people who love you. People who love you. There are people who love your children, and it rocked the world. The ward, excuse me. It rocked the ward. And it's common that, you know, someone will go to the bishop and say, you know, something pertaining to the Hadlocks, or someone will come to me and say something pertaining to the Hadlocks. You know, that really affected us. That really affected our marriage. It forced my husband and I to sit down and have some difficult conversations. That's not all negative, right? Some of that's positive. But it affected the ward. That's not accusatory. And that's not negative either.
Just making an observation?
Yeah. That I think that affected the ward, you know? And I know that there are people who are still affected in the ward because of the feelings that still exist between and you. And that, again, that's not me attacking you. I'm just sharing an observation. There are people who are still affected by that because they can sense it, right? They can sense that there are still some feelings, and that's both directions too, her to you and you to her. I'll stop for a minute and give you a chance to respond to what I've said. They're just observations.
I understand. I I don't, when you say affected, what does that mean? That's not a shared language. I don't know what that means. Like, I see people being friendly to her all the time that were my friends. But I don't see her friends being friendly to me, but I see my friends being friendly to her.
Not disagreeing with those statements that you just made. Affected just means affected. I'll give you an example. It's not a good example, but like if my sibling got divorced, I'd be affected. I don't know how I would be affected, but it would affect me.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, and it would, like, maybe like your twin sister has been affected by your divorce. I mean, you guys are that prominent of a family here. You weren't some family...
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, you weren't some family that nobody knew. You know, you guys were a prominent, good family. You still are. You're not bad now.
No, I know what you mean.
But people were affected by it. Yeah. And so all of this to ask you a question. It's just a question. But do you think I ought to have you attend a different ward?
I love it. Why would you pick me rather than me?
No, that's not what I... Can I clarify what I meant?
Sure.
I meant, do you think I ought to arrange it to where you, geographically, where you live and where they live is in a different ward? Not you solely and singularly.
I'm sorry, I completely misunderstood you.
No. I'm just asking you if... Because one time you asked me that. One time you asked if you could go to the Cedar Crest ward.
And then I felt like I've lost so much. Why should I have to give up?
Yeah. And I'm only presenting this as an idea.
I don't know. How about she takes responsibility for her behavior?
Okay.
And actually, I mean, this kind of gets into one of the questions I wanted to clarify with you today. And today might be a hard conversation. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I just still feel like you minimize emotional affairs. And you say that they did not have an emotional affair. And yet, from mouth, and actually even mouth, I have that they both had an emotional affair. Did they use those words? What told me was that her feelings for my husband grew above what hers were for me. Well, she and I are friends. So what does that mean in terms of an emotional affair? And I still feel, and I'm saying this because emotional affairs happen all the time. And they happen with people in the ward all the time. Not ward members together, like I'm saying is a husband maybe with someone at work. And I want you to be able to clearly be able to help them. And you can't. I feel like if you don't recognize that had an emotional affair.
Well, I mean...
And because what you said is, it's one thing for so-and-so to have an affair with so-and-so. Okay, an affair.
I mean, like, sexually.
No, right. But it's another thing to say that so-and-so is having feelings for so-and-so. But this so-and-so is married to me, and that so-and-so is married to her husband. And if they're having feelings together, that is an affair. And do you know that all physical affairs start, other than a prostitute, but I'm saying affair, start as emotional affairs?
But why does that have to be a disagreement? I agree with you on that. I don't believe that I said
you agree that about emotional affairs, but do you agree with an emotional affair?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. If they both say they did, great. They did. I mean, they're both wrong.
Okay.
Physical affairs and emotional affairs are both wrong.
Correct.
I just feel
there's damage to me that I'm sorry, I know what to do. I just need you to understand. I guess I'm relentless in this because the damage that's done to me by denying that is it's so damaging to me. And I genuinely don't
remember ever suggesting that one was okay and one was not.
Okay. Fair.
Both are wrong. We treat them differently in the church. But they're both wrong.
I wish you didn't, because the damage is the same. In fact, I would rather gone and just less with a prostitute than have an emotional affair, especially at the point in our marriage where we were, because he was completely withdrawing from me and turning his emotions to...
Well, could I draw a parallel? Let's pretend like a young man or a young woman comes in and I'm just checking my time. And they go into their bishop and they say, I have feelings. And now they're not married, but I have feelings for a girl, or I have feelings for a guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like a same-sex attraction? A girl comes in for a guy, and a guy, okay.
Yeah, have feelings for someone, right? Okay, that's one thing. And in escalation, right, I've been involved in some heavy petting, Bishop. Well, that's a totally different thing. Or versus sleeping with someone, right? That's a totally different thing. You know?
Right, but that's where, because it's not just feelings that they were meeting behind my back and lying to me about it. They were talking on the phone. They were texting. They were, and you agreed they're wrong, so maybe you've made the point, and maybe you're never going to admit it because that you feel like you're in a diplomatic position, and maybe I just need to let it go.
But admit what? What is it that I need to admit?
That it was an emotional affair, and it should have been handled way... I mean, that's a whole other story, too. Anyway.
But it's been a while, right?
I know.
But as I remember back on it, the time frame behind it was really sticky. I mean, it was... From the time that I even really kind of got involved in it, where Bishop made me aware of it, the ball was rolling, and I remember when I brought in to visit with him, from that visit, I don't remember, please don't hold me to this, but I think it was like a week or two later, he was moved, he was gone. And so it wasn't like we were extensively involved.
No, I understand.
The involvement was very initial, and right. I remember in my interview, and I think it was one interview with
right.
I remember encouraging him to go and meet with his new bishop, and he accepted and said, "Okay, I'll do it." And that was like my involvement.
Right.
And now the bishop was more involved, right? Because there was thereafter the ordination of your son, which was an issue.
Yes.
But I want you to know, as far as goes, it's not like for a few months we were deciding whether or not to administer discipline to, because that's not how it was. I was asking some exploratory questions to, he answered, and that was our interview. It was very minimal, I feel.
No, I feel too. Your part was, other than that one interview with him, and I know that, and I guess it wasn't really me and you. I mean, I don't know.
You've been hurt.
And yeah, and I'm ready to, I don't know why I'm bringing this all up, because it is what it is. I don't know. So your question is, would it be better? Probably. I mean...
But I'm not saying... But I don't want you to misunderstand. I'm not saying we're going to do that. I'm just asking you the question. If maybe you would feel more comfortable... if we made that arrangement, if we did something like that.
You know
that.
What I would actually love to know is, why does she have hard feelings to me? I seriously don't understand where her hard feelings for me come from, honestly. Because what did I do wrong? Other than, I know she would say I yelled at her in the ice cream place, but she yelled at me equally as much as I yelled at her. And what did I do wrong? Why does she harbor negative feelings to me? I haven't involved her kids at all, which is, I shouldn't, but she involves my kids all the time. Do you know when I went to Spain, asked her to be an emergency contact, and she said yes. My kids would never call her. But what position does that put them in? She can't be a woman and stand up, supposedly she felt uncomfortable with this. She can't stand up to say no. And instead, what does she do to my kids? So what happened was, she went to the primary president and said, asked me to do this. I feel really uncomfortable with it. So she said, I will go instead of you. If they call you, I will go. My kids don't know. So let's look at the position. position she just put my children in. To have someone they don't know in an emergency situation pick them up, how is that okay?
It's not.
So,
but honestly, Tears, we need to just separate you guys. We just need to separate you guys. This isn't healthy for anyone. It's not good for you. And it's not good for
I love
her.
It. I just feel like they get to do the behavior, and then when I get mad, rightfully so.
But what do you want me to do?
Nothing, but I just want you to understand why these feelings are perpetuated. It's not like she had this emotional affair with my husband and it's done. Yeah, that was two months ago.
I see that, what you just described, I see that more of like a problem. It's your problem. Don't believe I mean, that's...
Why can't stand up and be a big girl?
Well, I wish she would. But
she's putting my kids, and then I get told I do the wrong thing when I'm trying to protect my children. Like, I just, that's why when you talked to her outside the ice cream place, I was trying to protect my children. I have protected her children. Whether they recognize it or not, I have protected her children. I just want the same courtesy. It's my children.
Yeah,
I'm angry, and you're going to sense anger, and I'm sorry. But it's my children.
I know.
They're innocent. They don't deserve this.
I don't think they do either.
They don't. But that's the position she put them in. And do you know to have zero control over that? It's hard. I mean, my therapist said to me the other day, we haven't even talked about the loss of control you feel in a divorce. He's like, you've hinted at it, but you've never outright wanted to talk about it. And I'm like, I agree with that. Like, it's just, that's why I have anger still for her. She put my children in that position. Not to mention, she thinks she's done nothing wrong. But what did I do wrong? That's what I want to know. What did I do wrong?
I don't know the answers to those questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, Tracy, if you're, and I'm saying this of both of and you, if you're both unwilling to forgive each other, then I don't see this getting any better.
Have you asked her? Is she willing to forgive me?
I have met with Tracy, multiple times about this situation, and the conversations have been difficult. They've been a challenge.
In what way? I don't understand.
Well, that's private, but you know, they've been challenging. It's a challenge on both sides of this issue.
Because we're both right?
What?
Because we're both right? Or what do you mean?
No, because you're both hurting.
How the hell is she hurting? Excuse my language. How? Please explain to me. I would love to know. I have tried to look at it from her side.
But what I'm saying...
I've tried.
But what I'm saying is, until these two people, you and her, are able to get along and forgive each other, we've got a mess on our hands. Because of church.
And who created it?
I'm not even going there.
It sure wasn't me.
Nope, I'm not saying it is. I didn't even go in that area. I'm just saying the mess exists. I hope you'll acknowledge that.
Of course, I do. But please recognize, she had an affair, emotional affair with my husband.
And
he had an emotional affair with her. Of course I'm going to be mad, upset, hurt, whatever.
Yeah. But I'm left to look at this situation. We've got an award where some sisters don't even feel comfortable going to Relief Society.
I haven't been to Relief Society in months.
I know.
Not in Relief Society. How is that? That's nothing to do with me.
I know. But the issue exists nonetheless. And I don't know what I'm going to do about it.
It's not your job to fix it. It's not.
So I just let it go. I just let it sit and fester. Because this isn't getting better. I mean, if at church and you walk in there's that automatic hostility between the two of you. It's like this uncomfortable feeling between. And honestly, candidly, I don't see it getting much better. I don't see it all of a sudden just magically floating away. It's just, and honestly, if a man had had an emotional affair with my wife, I wouldn't want to go to church with him.
Thank you.
I mean that. I'm not.
No, I know you do. That's exactly how I feel.
And so I'm just.
And for them to.
I'm not throwing blame.
I know you're not. I'm not.
I'm just speaking to the issue. It's a mess, and we've got to fix this, because this is supposed to be a safe place. This is supposed to be a place that people come and feel accepted and welcome. Everyone, you, your children, her children, everyone. It's supposed to be a place that everybody feels safe when they come to. And
I guess I don't understand how it's impacting other people. I just don't understand how it is.
I'm trying to just
like, what actions do they do that? How does it manifest itself? Like, it's one thing to say it impacts them, great, but tell me how. What do they do because of the animosity between me? What do people do?
I don't understand.
What is the behavior that they do because of me?
I don't believe that there is. I believe there's just a feeling. It's just an uncomfortable feeling. I sympathize with it. I can sense that.
You know, if she could, she's told me I've done nothing wrong. You've admitted she's done wrong. Bishop admitted she's done wrong. How does she think she's done nothing wrong? How? That is where my animosity comes from. If she could be like, Thirsty, I am sorry, I've examined it. I thought about it. And give me A, B, C, D. Then I could forgive easily.
I understand that.
But until then, I eventually will forgive whether she comes to me or not, because it's for me. But she should be a big girl, take responsibility, and apologize.
Yeah, the purpose of my bringing this up was not, I did not mean to say, Tracy, you need to forgive her. What's your problem? I didn't mean it in that tone. What I meant was, until that happens, whenever it happens, I don't see this feeling at church between you two sisters getting much better.
I don't either, especially when she keeps doing things.
Okay. So I'm trying to find a way to make it a little bit more comfortable at church for you and her. A place where you guys can go and feel like, but really, Kiersey, I mean, at some point,
you know, she's not an everyday conversation for me anymore. Like, this is the first time she's come up in a long time.
And I brought it up.
Except for when I went to Bishop and said, this is what happened.
I know.
This is not okay with me. But ever since, I just don't bring her up anymore. But yes, I see her, and she is a thorn in my side.
Okay. That's honest. The invitation that I'd like to make to you is to... I'm not minimizing what happened. I'm taking today and I'm looking forward. I'd like you to move on. I'd like you to...
And what do you tell her?
To move on.
How about own it? Be responsible for it? And that's how you move on. Honestly, until you move on, you're just brushing it on the carpet and it's still there. If you own it and take responsibility, then it's gone. You don't move on
I don't disagree with you.
Walking forward.
Yeah.
You own it.
But
the good, bad, and the ugly.
But I also believe that's got to be the right time. The time's got to be right for that. You know, there's a lot going on in your life, and there's a lot going on in her life right now. And so it's got to be the right timing. It's got to be the right timing for everybody to acknowledge their wrongdoings and apologize the way that they should. I hope that day will come for her toward you, but I'm not gonna just sit by and watch an uncomfortable feeling in the ward, you know, because I just don't think that's good.
I don't think you're supposed to manage that. I really don't. You're supposed to teach people principles. Joseph Smith said, I teach people principles and then they govern themselves. You are micromanaging, I feel like, and that's not your job. And I don't see how people are affected. I really don't, other than my friends are friends with her. Her friends are not friends with me. I don't really care, to be honest with you. I'm not saying that, like, I'm junior high, like, I need her friends to be my friends. No, I'm just saying my friends are her friends. My friends sit with her. Like, I just feel like, so, one day I walked into Relief Society and she was there and sitting next to me. I've known for 10 years, right? And it stung for about 30 seconds. And then I thought, good for she is friend to everybody. That's what I love about. Fast forward a few months later to my anniversary last year, I did my coping, which was I got a girls' night. And I went out with my friends. One of those friends took a picture, posted on Facebook, took that, and sent it to. And it created a world of heartache for my sister-in-law who happened to be in that picture. So tell me, President Clayton, who is really creating the divide? Please tell me. I sat there, yes, it stung because I'm human. But did I do anything to, no.
I don't think I've assigned blame at all. I mean.
But I have felt it in the past.
So tell me who, I'm not saying, I don't feel like I've ever said, you're the problem.
You have. And I even said, I feel like you're blaming me. And you said, well, yes, I am.
When?
In one of our meetings, you said that. And I'm like, I can't be responsible for other people. Like, I don't disagree with you. Yes, there's a problem between me. I agree with you. Is it good? No. Would I love for it to be gone? You bet. But you know what? And we've talked about this. On the scale of who did right and wrong, her wrong is up here and mine is down here. So, yeah, I'm not going to be the bigger person. I've been the bigger person in every other aspect of my life. I have. I actually am being the bigger person to her because I don't talk to her kids. I don't bring her kids into this, which the pettiness side of me wants to because she brings my kids into it. So why do I continue to protect her kids? Because I am a good person and I take the high road. And I'm sick of her not doing that and protecting my kids. I'm sick of it. It's not okay. So yes, I have a lot of anger for her. Because why? I'm still being a good person to her. I am still being a good person to her. I was trying to be her friend. I went to her mom's funeral. I invited her to my house. I celebrated my birthday with her. I was trying to be her friend. And how does she repay that? With an emotional affair with my husband. So yeah, there's animosity and anger on my part. There is, and I do admit, probably I'm projecting on her some of what should be on this. I admit that, probably. But, so yeah, you know what? I only come to sacrament, and I go home. Mm-hmm. So how?
I want you to be able to get to a place where you can go to all your meetings. I do.
Yeah, I don't have a desire. I don't want to be around her. Partially, well, I just don't want to see her.
I understand. I do. I understand.
I know you do. So, I don't know. I mean...
Well, thanks for visiting with me.
I'm sorry. I feel like it was another angry meeting, and I...
Hey, look, I hope you'll never get to a point where you're unwilling to talk to me. And if I ever say something that makes it to where you're unwilling to visit with me, I just want to apologize now, because it's not my intent. My intent is to help and to listen. I genuinely had good intentions today.
I know you did. I know. I did too. I thought we were going to talk about Alma.
And we will. We will.
Actually, I do have a hard question for you, and it's going to make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Can I ask you to have your permission?
Yeah, I don't know if I have time to really get into it, but let's...
Can we talk about your phone call to the...
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. You know, a lot of people's testimonies have been affected. A lot. And
by what?
By you. by what's happened with people have been told things that aren't true about me and about Bishop.
What has been told about you that's not true?
A lot.
I'm telling them things that aren't true?
No, a lot of people.
I am telling them, or a lot of people are saying things.
Perhaps there have been some things from you.
Like what?
From other people. Hold on, let me finish answering the question.
Okay.
And around that time, I heard that they had left the church. And I had a real good friendship with both of them.
Yeah.
And I called them. And I said, what's going on? And we had a visit about his son and about some other things. And he told me he's good friends with you. Now, I had also been told that President Hook had seen you guys together along with Sister K. And I said, look, I don't know what she's told you, but you know, we've got a difficult situation here, and we're working with it, and we're trying to help out. And, you know, I tried to clear the record. And candidly, the handbook calls for that, too. You know,
for you to call people outside the stake? What does the handbook call for?
Yeah, if people were told something that isn't true about a church leader, then if it becomes a big enough problem, then we address it head on.
So what did I tell them that wasn't true?
So for example,
what did I tell them that was not true?
Well, I don't know. But that's what I was reaching out for, to clarify.
But you said you'd heard some things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there have been people who have been told that you have been disciplined because your husband had an affair on you.
Oh, I never said I've been disciplined. I said my recommend has been taken away because I don't...
And that's not true.
What's not true? My recommend was taken away.
People have been told that your recommend was taken away because your husband had an affair on you. That's not true.
I haven't told anybody that.
Well, there have been people who have come to us and have said that. And
that
so,
I said that?
Yeah. And
how
so,
about you? Let's bring them in and me in, because I have not told any person
the record straight and say, well, that's not true. That's not why that happened. And so we have to stand up for ourselves a little bit. We can't just sit idly by and just let people... hear these things and absorb it, because it affects their testimonies.
Okay, so first of all, the out before I rekindled my friendship.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So first, I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Nothing. And see, this is what drives me crazy. People come and say that I heard Tiercy said her recommend was taken away because she was an emotional affair. She was disciplined for that. First of all, that's asinine. That's a ridiculous reason to be disciplined, first of all.
I agree.
Secondly, you know that that's not my issue. So why would I even say that? You know that. You have said you are not a liar, Tiercy. You are honest and forthright, even to the point where it's uncomfortable sometimes. I'm willing to have these conversations. So why would you believe that? I just don't understand why.
Well, because Tiercy, it's not the first time that you've been disingenuous with us.
What do you mean?
Do you want to talk about the recorded phone call? The recorded interview?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I mean, so if we're going to be straight, let's be straight.
Yeah, I recorded you.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about being straight up and upfront, that wasn't very straight up and upfront, was it?
It's the law. I followed the law.
It's not the law.
It is the law. One, you can record if one person knows you're being recorded.
And I didn't know.
I know you didn't, but I did. So I it was the law of Utah.
I know. I mean, Tiercy, I'm not going to get into like a legal battle with you.
No, I'm just telling you.
But the truth is Tiercy, if you haven't, but if you stood at the pulpit and ever said something that wasn't true like that.
Like what?
Like my recommend was taken because of an affair on
me. I never would say that.
Then I'd have to stand at the pulpit and correct the record. And I'd have to publicly announce exactly why you recommend this daycare.
I will happily. Here's the funny thing.
Just making sure that you know that's why I have to.
You don't know why my recommend was taken. You've given me two completely different reasons why my recommend was taken.
That's not true.
Oh, but it is.
I mean, I'm the one who did it. I know why I did it.
Yeah, you know what the irony is? After that meeting, I went to Bishop and he said, why did I take your recommend away? And I said exactly what you said, which was, I took your recommend away because you won't stop talking about your divorce. That's the single most reason I took your recommend.
No.
Dude, should we listen to the recording?
No.
Let's listen to the recording because I've listened to it several times.
The reason?
No. The reason you told me you took my recommend was because I will not stop talking about my divorce. Oh, and by the way, you called me apostate.
Which falls into the category.
When you don't listen to your authority is good, when they tell you something good, wrong, or indifferent, you don't follow that, that's apostasy. You have no ecclesiastical right to ask me not to talk about my divorce. I'm not talking church doctrine or church policy. I'm talking about my divorce.
No.
You have zero right.
No, one of the questions in the Temple Recommend interview is, do you support and sustain your local church leaders? To which you responded, no.
You're and right. We were there to talk about that decision that Bishop made. You knew my question was in response to that. And actually, let's examine the situation. The ordinance had already happened. I sat in there and let it happen. It wasn't like I was a tree hugger and I stood up and said no. That would have showed not support. Sitting there and letting it happen and participating in it shows my support for Bishop. Do I still support that decision? Heck no. I do not support the decision he made to let my ex-husband, who was emotionally abusing me, ordain my son, who had an emotional affair. No, that's horrible. It's horrible, and it's yet another way that I was hurt. And so, no, I don't think that's why my recommend was taken away. You said, because I won't stop talking about my divorce. So when I went to Bishop, he said, why was your recommend taken away? He said, because I won't stop talking about my divorce. He goes, no, it was taken away because you don't sustain me. And he said, the irony is that's what I thought, but Bishop, you said it was taken away because of that.
No, we have asked you to stop talking about your divorce with other people in the ward.
You don't get to do that.
Well, we did.
You don't get to. You were erroneous to ask me.
And you don't get to tell us what we get to do.
Yes, I do. I'm a person.
Well, that's great. But we've read in the handbook, and you're causing problems in the ward. You're telling all of these people
that
a member of the ward had an affair with your husband. So
she did have an affair with my husband.
Thank you. So we said, stop doing that. It's causing conflict.
No, you don't get to do that.
And that is why you don't have a temple recommend.
Guess what? I don't ever want a temple recommend again. You used it as a weapon against me. You wanted to control me. You absolutely did.
No.
You absolutely used it as a weapon. You wanted to control me. You asked me, and I said, I'm not going to stop talking about my divorce. So you're like, fine, let's take your recommend.
Kiersey.
You used it as a weapon against me. I don't ever want to recommend again.
Kiersey.
That's the truth.
I would like to invite you to consider, reconsider your feelings. I would like you to reevaluate how you really feel about this and whether or not you can support me as the stake president and your bishop. And if you can't, Kiersey, we're going to convene a disciplinary council. And
there it is. That's been your agenda all along.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it absolutely has been your agenda all along.